This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. Rick here with Dolphin Mazer. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So I thought, you know, it'd be easier to hop on a quick call and kind of wrap our heads around what we're looking at today. And, you know, based upon that, I'd be able to give you a more educated quote on the timeline and the costs. So you
That'd
gave me
great.
Quite a few. Great. So you gave me quite a few details. You mentioned that you, you know, you're a member of a union and you're looking for an application that can help you guys stay connected as far as, you know, sending out announcements, sending out updates. And somewhere you also mentioned that you'd like for them to be able to get back to you or send you a message at the admin. Okay. So, yeah. So, do you have a list of features? I mean, do you have like a, you know, pointed list of features to tell me you need X amount of features? So, you know, we could go through that, or shall we discover that together real quick?
You probably ought to tell me. I mean, we're looking for something pretty basic because the main goal, I'll tell you what the main goal is, just to be able to get a hold of them quickly so it's something that they can subscribe to and then get notifications because, you know, everyone's on their phone nowadays. That's the easiest way to get a hold of people. So that is our main concern. The ability to communicate back and forth would probably be helpful, but not anything in real time because we don't have somebody that can answer questions immediately and we don't want people to assume that that's going to happen necessarily. But sending a message to us or getting a message back individually might be nice. The only other thing I can think of is if there's a way that we can, and I don't even know if this is possible, so I'm just throwing stuff out there. If there's a way that either we have to approve that they subscribe to it or they have to have some type of number to do it specifically because we do have members versus non-members, and so there's some things that we would like only the members' information to get to. So if there's a way to either us to just approve somebody's subscription to the communication or that's the simplest way to do it is they, you know, sign up for it and we decide whether or not they can stay with it.
Right.
Or pass, I mean, I'm guessing that's probably the easiest way to monitor that and that's fine. We have no problem with that. But if there has to be something more detailed, like a name and a password, we can also work with that. We want to separate it from one to the other.
Okay. So that's exactly where I was about to start with, because, you know, when you talk about a specific community that needs to join the application, you also want to keep out everyone else because, you know, when the app goes live, you know, someone has a link, they should be able to download it, right? Whether it's on the app stores or even it's just a link download, which is another way to you know, if you don't want to go live on the app stores, there is this other way to go about it as well. However, when someone signs up, you know, usually there's two ways to identify if you would like to allow them on the application or not. Either you have a list uploaded on the back end, say with any kind of unique identifier. If you were a company, for example, or if all of your members had like an email that goes with your business domain, we would rather recommend that you could have a verification list of emails on the back end, and based upon that, the system would automatically recognize the email, send an email OTP, like a two-factor authentication, and once the user verifies, they could get on board. The other way to go about it is just exactly how you mentioned, that when someone, you know, asks to join, they don't receive, I mean, they could come into the application, but they cannot see the communications, they cannot see the features as yet, until you as the admin or your team as the admins have not approved them on the application. So I think the latter is going to be easier for you guys in the absence of a unique identifier for each one of your members, right?
Right. I think that's because we do not have all of the email addresses for any member, for all of our members, and that changes regularly. So it seems like us being in control, who could, you know, if somebody becomes a member and we didn't send it to you initially, that's going to be like, oh, would you add one person here and would you add one person here? And it's hard to put that in the back end. So, yeah, that seems like this ladder would be great. That would be just fine if we just had to approve their membership or their joining it. That's totally fine.
Of course, yeah, and that's pretty much a standard way to go about it. So I think that looks
Okay.
good. Now, I did send you a screenshot. It's a wireframe of this is something that I was working on right now that you before you just came in. So this gives you a bit of an idea. This again is a wireframe, so it doesn't have any kind of colors or anything to it. But this is more of a company announcement board that I was preparing. And granted that this is out of the NDA of any sort, I was able to show it to you. So when you say you have to be able to make announcements and send out notices of say schedules or any kind of updates you'd like to send out to your members, is this what you're envisioning that you're looking at as the screenshot? I mean, in terms of the wireframe, or are you looking for something more complicated?
Oh no, something like this is fine. Can I, when we put a company-wide notice in, can we use, will there be an ability to do a push notification for those things too?
Absolutely. Let me tell
Let's
you
just,
how this is going to
okay.
work. Yeah. So there's
Okay.
going to be, what you're looking at right now is the front end of the application that's used by your members, right? Now,
Okay.
in apps like yours, like the one that you're looking at, there is going to be a back-end system as well, which is called the admin panel, that allows you where you receive the user management request. So if someone joins in, you receive your request there. You can add and delete members. You can edit their, say they lost their password, they call you up, they cannot set it up themselves despite having the forgot password option. All of that you could do from
Okay.
the back end, the admin panel. Along with that, this
Okay.
interface that you're looking at, the wireframe, the front end, the flip side of it is going to be the back end on the admin panel, whereby you as the admin, say you typed in the title company-wide notice, you typed in the rest of the content, the matter, and with your name where it says published by and the name and the admin with the date, that is where your name comes up. So members can identify who from the admins rolled out this particular notice, right? So it's going to
Okay,
be a
there's
two-way. Yeah.
how many admins can you have?
You can have as many admins as you like. So how it works is, when we hand over the application to you, we can have the first set of admins built into the system for you, right? And that way you and a
Okay.
couple other people that you like can have the access. However, from the admin panel, you can always add more admins and give them or grant them specific rights to, join the admin panel and, have their own credentials set up.
Okay,
So you as the super
that's great.
admin manage other admins on the dashboard.
That's fantastic. Okay, that's exact. And that can be done from computer or phone or just the computer.
Well, usually an admin panel is on a computer, it's on a desktop, but it's totally up to you. If you tell me that you want to have it on the mobile phone, that the only thing that I can think of is going to be the price. Yeah.
That actually sounds like it's going to be harder to handle on a phone, so I just want to make sure it is the computer. I'm just
That's
asking
right.
all the questions because, okay, that works.
That's exactly what I do, so don't worry about it. I help clients to decide the strategy on taking on a mobile application, especially with something like this, what you're discussing right now. I see this as, not small, but foundational in nature, whereby, you have a few features right now, but you're a fully functional, operational community that has other needs as well. So once we launch this first phase of the application, you now have a platform, more like a foundation of a construction that you can build floors on top of once the first app becomes stable and everyone's joined. You can always build in more features, granted that it's going to be 100% scalable and it's not any kind of proprietary technology or framework we use. We'll be using open source framework that you can resume with any developer in the world that has that skill set, and they would be able to work on this for you even if you would like to discontinue with us, once the application is completed, the first phase is completed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So, yes, can you tell me is there a way to upload like a contract in there so that people can have quick access to it as well? Like if they want to look at it on their phone, it would be on the app. Is that also like just it's a document. It's like a PDF document. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
Is there yeah, that seems like that's a pretty simple request, I would guess.
It is,
But
and
like
do you need a, yeah, sorry.
no, that's okay. I've got all these questions in my head. And so you're saying we can do a basic notification app, and then if we wanted to add more to it, it would be not a difficult thing to do.
Exactly, yes. So we'll start foundational. We'll start with an MVP, as we call it in the business jargon. I understand you probably are not a business. It's not for profit, or it may be. But in any case,
yeah, it's not profit.
It's not profit, right? Okay. So, you know, it's going to be foundational in any case, and then you can always build on top of it. So three features that we are looking at right now, three main feature sets, as we call it. You know, of course, just to try and paint a canvas in your head, the application is going to start with a splash screen with your logo and your branding and your colors and whatnot. And then the next screen is where you can either sign up or log in along with a tutorial that is going to show people what they can expect when they get on the application. Now, when they sign up, you receive the request on the admin panel with their details, and once you approve them, that's when they receive an email telling them that they have been approved, and they can now get back on the application and create their password. When that's done, now the user, each individual user, has the access to the application. They go in, and they have, I'm looking at three features right now. One is the announcement board, which I'm guessing is going to be pretty similar to what you're looking at right now in terms of the wireframe. That is going to be controlled from the back end, like I mentioned. The other one is where, users can, in fact, there's going to be a file space whereby you can upload a PDF. You could even upload like a video, or, you know, you could upload any sort of media that is going to frame into that, separate file space that you can route to either, say, one user, or say, one member, a group of members, more like a roster of a specific group of people within your community, within your union, or you could send it out to all like a blast campaign so everyone receives that file. And then if you need like an electronic sign feature as well, that's something we have built in the recent past, so even that's something we could leverage. Do you need something like a documentation signing model?
No, not at the moment. There's nothing, you're talking, you mean like a membership form that they could fill out and sign?
Exactly. So they fill out their information, or any other document, they fill out their information, and since you need electronic signatures to, you know, make it legal and make it documented, they could use an electronic signature module on the application that they could use to sign on each of the form if it requires a signature.
Well, let's keep that out for now, because that's not our most important thing.
Okay.
The uploading. So you're telling me if we were to do this, you have an announcement board where you can put major announcements, but you can also upload like a PDF and then send it to only a group of people. And that would come up as an announcement, or would come up as a message?
Well, that would come up under files or something similar. So it's going to be a separate space, separate from announcements. So, you know, that's where you could docket any kind of files that people usually use on a regular basis. So say there's an order form, which is, I cannot get the exact jargon for your case, but let's say any kind of form that's used regularly, you could upload that as an admin on that side of the application as going to sit separate from the company announcements.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right, that helps. Thank you.
Right,
okay.
So...
And if there... Go ahead.
Now, I was just saying company notices and announcements, and then the second thing is the file section whereby all the files as PDFs and videos and whatnot is uploaded, and then there was a third thing as well, right?
Well, if there's a way to like send us a message or we to chat with, or is that the same type of thing as the second one?
Well, if the users need to send the message to you, yeah, that's going to be a separate option whereby they can, you know, it's going to become a two-way street whereby now they can send the message to you and it shows up on the back end to you and you can reply back to it. That is doable as well. More like the chat feature, but it's not going to be real time, which is understandable. So we'll design it in a way which it doesn't, make it feel like it's going to be real time chat. That is doable as well, but that's going to be separate. Like that's going to stand out from the company announcements.
Okay. Yeah. So that would be the three things there that you're talking about. The set of three things.
Right.
Right. So the uploading, a chat type of a forum. For now, a question with the chat part. If somebody was on there and they wanted to send a message to another person that's on there in terms of like a different, like member to member, is that part of that or is it just specifically to, I'm not saying that we necessarily want that, but I want to know if that's a piece of what it is.
Well, that's not part of what we were discussing. However, let me show you something. I don't know if I have it right now or not, but you know, there's some wireframes I'm working on right now, so you know, I can have you take a sneak peek. Okay, let me send you this. Now, this one that I'm sending to you, this one looks more like a real-time chat, but, you know, I got the idea when you say that you want to keep it to where you don't have, people don't expect you to get back immediately, but...
Right, we try to, but sometimes they're surprised that we don't respond at 11 o'clock at night, and I don't understand that.
Well, it's all about setting the expectations right, I mean, just with anything
That's
in life,
true.
So... You could tell them that, you know, you are, you know, there could be a message saying that we usually get back in 24 hours, and that way they know that if it's something like an emergency, they need to contact an emergency number. They need to contact 911 or whatever that is. But the point is, it's going to be mentioned on the application.
Okay, let me see. Oh, I think that's good. And so, but I would not...
Sorry?
I see it. It would not be my intention to have them able to send stuff to other people. Like, we could start the chat and then people could respond to each other, but I wouldn't want somebody else, like, that's not an admin, to be able to start a chat and send it to as many people as they want to, unless we've accessed
right,
it. Is that... I just want to make sure.
It's going to be a group chat, right? So...
So the admin does start the chat and the group thing. It can't
right.
be somebody
you create the group as the admin and let the other people in. And then once you send out the first message, then they can start exchanging messages within that single window without taking it outside.
Okay, that's great. I love that. That's very good. Okay, so those three features would do most of at least what we would want to start with. So can you tell me what... a cost and time to develop and cost is for something like that?
Okay, so usually I don't give out costs off the top of my head, I'll be honest with you, but since this is not something of a $100,000 worth of a thing and it's not too detailed, I'll try and give you some numbers. You said you wanted this to be for both the Android and the iOS, and you know it should be cross-platform, so it should be a single code base that you can deploy on both, right?
Yes, that's totally, that would work just fine, yeah.
Okay. So iOS and Android compatible applications, we're looking at two interfaces, one for your union members, the other one for yourselves as the admins, and all of the three features, in fact, three features we discussed so far, including group chats, just the way you're looking at it, company announcements, the ability to manage, you know, for every user to manage their own accounts, and then you mentioned, you know, where group chats, company announcements, and then the third thing was, could you help me pick up?
So they had the announcement board, the place where we can upload a PDF or a video.
Oh, the files, the file deposit area where you can keep the files for everyone to download. At a one-time cost, with 100% ownership to you, we're looking at somewhere between, I'd say, $14,000 and $16,000 is going to be a good ballpark.
Okay.
And that gives you everything at a one-time cost. So this includes the discovery, right? So what we're having right now is the pre-onboarding discovery. So we're not going into a lot of details about the tech stack and, you know, how to place each other button, how the navigation is going to work. That happens once we onboard you, and when I assign you a team, you have a project manager assigned to you as well. We come together on a kickoff call. I introduce you to the team, and that way you're connected with your project manager and the other people behind the scenes as well. Now, from there is going to be a week or two where the workshop, I think in your case, it's going to be a maximum 1 week, whereby everything is borne down to the needle, right? To where we know what's going to go into the application. So more like a roadmap is finalized before we move into the UI and the UX phase, whereby we give you about two or three different mood board options. So just like this that you're looking at is an example of a mood board, right? You're looking at four screens, four major screens, and this tells you the look and feel of what the application could look like when, you know, the rest of the screens are made. So when you select one of the mood boards, you say it's good to go, then we go ahead and design each and every screen of the application, and we place that in a board, we show it to you. One thing that I can tell you, Barbara, if you ask me why you should work with us, we work like a collaboration, right? So it's not like I take an order from you today and I get back to you in 2 months and I tell you your app is ready. You will have to be a part of this process at your convenience.
Sure.
If you like an update every day, you'd like to have your project manager on your call for 30 minutes every day, sounds good with us. If you'd like to have them once a week, we'd need you once a week to be able to get your approval, to be able to get your feedback before we can take it to the next step. So you approve the mood board, for example, we take it to the UI and the UX, whereby we complete the designs. And then once you approve everything, you get unlimited revisions as well. So if you, after all your revisions have been implemented and everything is at point as far as the design, the look and feel, the color board, the color branding, the typography, everything is in place. The next step is where we develop the application for both the Android and the iOS. In your case, it's going to be cross-platform and single code base. So we will most probably be using React Native. And once that's done, the next steps are to take it towards the testing. We have a complete in-house team for SQA, IAT, and UAT, which are state-of-the-art testing protocols for any mobile application. And once that's done, we know that the application can take thousands of users on board. It has everything well connected. There's no bugs. There's no crashes. Then we go live and deploy the application for you on the app stores. Now, all of this is not going to take a few weeks. It's going to take somewhere about 2 months is what you're looking at in terms of the timeline as well. Let me give you the heads up. And
That's what I need to know. Mm-hmm. I need to know the honest amount of time that it's going to take. That's a good thing to know.
Right. 2 months is a safe timeline, probably a week less or a week more. But if I tell you 2 months, then, you know, it all comes down to how frequently you get back to us with your feedbacks, because we don't like to rush it. If you need more time, you won't be having to pay extra, because one more thing, we work on a fixed price model. So you're not paying per hour or you're not paying per resource. We decide the project scope upfront before we onboard you. And in return for that, we give you an exact pricing and exact number as a fixed price project. So if it takes 2 weeks or it takes 2 months, that's on us. And as long as we don't deviate from the scope, the price remains fixed. So there's no surprises towards the middle of the project whereby the price changes. That does not happen here.
Okay, so I do have to get off the phone because I have another meeting, but can I ask two quick questions?
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that once we'll have a contract that will have a specific amount of money, that it won't change?
Once we've
set the amount of money. Okay.
A single price.
And there's no additional fees, like, to maintain it somewhere else even? Like, once it's put on the App Store, it doesn't cost – we don't have to pay a subscription fee to some other place either? This is the full cost of it?
Give me about 2 minutes, and I'll explain this to you real quick. So costs to keep the app up and running. Retainer is optional. We give you a 90-day warranty after – We deploy the app that starts from the first day of deployment. So you have 90 days after that. Any kind of bugs, any kind of crashes, any kind of maintenance is on us for the first 90 days. When that happens, when that's elapsed, you have the option to optionally retain us, and that comes at a fixed price, at a flat price without any kind of tiers, and that's going to be 1.5% of the total contract is going to be on a per-month basis. So if you're paying, say, $10,000, dollars for an application, for example, just to keep a number, you're looking at $150 if my head calculator is working right. You're looking at $150 per month for the maintenance cost, but that's optional. The second cost you're looking at in terms of keeping the app up and running is going to be the hosting server and any kind of paid SDK. So, for example, if you tell me you want to send out email notifications, for most tools, up to 5,000, 10,000 emails are free, but then when the user base grows and there's more interaction, there's more communication, the app is doing a lot more for you, say a year down the road or 2 years down the road, that's when you can expect some you know, little third-party costs as well, say a few tens of dollars or a few hundred dollars in terms of, you know, annually in terms of the third-party APIs or scripts, because we strictly work for hire. So you're hiring us as a developer, you tell me what you want, we get it done for you and we hand it over to you unless you'd like to retain us to maintain it for you.
Okay, okay. And so those are just, what you're telling me is those are basically changes and updates and those types of things. And the maintain cost is if we have issues with the app itself, major issues, we should be able to run it ourselves to a degree, right? Is that what you're, that's what I've heard, is that we should be able to run it. But
well, for major
But there's going to be times, like if we want to make some big changes.
Exactly, yes. So for major issues, we cover that within the first 90 days. So any major issues, any minor issues, we cover that for the first 90 days. After 90 days, you need to retain us to for us to be able to keep our teams assigned to it and to have us spend our man hours further after 90 days. It's going to be a maintenance retainer. Any kind of enhancements, any kind of upgrades to the application, building in new features like we discussed, foundational versus full cycle, that happens on a separate contract. Just like the first contract looks like.
Okay. No, that makes total sense. And that is something we can choose. Like if we want to do just 9 months, we can just do 9 months of that or something like that. Based on
Absolutely. You can even choose whether you want to continue with us or not, because like I said, we're going to be working on open source technologies. One thing, since you're shopping around for an app development company, just make sure they're working on an open source technology and they don't kind of keep you hostage on a proprietary software, because then it's hard to move out and to take this to another developer. We work in open source. Anytime in the future it doesn't work out or for any reasons you'd like to take it to another developer, all you'd have to find out is whether a developer works on React Native, for example, or not, or they work on Angular, for example, or not, which are global technologies. They're globally uniform and they're consistent.
Okay. That's great. Now, the number you called me from, can I call you back on that after? The board is meeting on Saturday, so they'll have an answer. There'll be an answer, and then we'll want to move quickly from there. So can I contact you back at this number that you called me from?
Absolutely, yes. So this is the office line. In case it asks you for the extension, that's going to be 3. I hope that's easy to remember. Just dial in 3
okay,
after the number.
3. Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, this line and then extension 3. I can absolutely do that. Yep. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I apologize. I have to get off so quickly, but thank you very much. You gave me lots of information. You answered a lot of questions.
Well, my pleasure. And that's my pleasure. I'll get back to you by email, just so you know, you keep an eye out, and I'll send you the company profile and the NDA. And I'll let you go for now. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a great day. Enjoy. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you.